Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live. We're right here inside the main build facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Hey, man. Doing really good so far. Just cranking away. And, we've got so much stuff going on here at the facility, as always. Everything from, the paint body side, the upholstery side, the main build facility, the admin side, the marketing side. I mean, everybody's just running wide open throttle. Literally, like, everybody's heads are cut off. But it's all good. We're getting a lot of stuff done. Client rides are getting done. The SEMA build is underway. We've got another crazy Jeep in here. Monster's been in here hooking us up with drinks all morning long. So I don't know where my head is, but I've had like 12 Monsters already.
You had like 11.
Okay, maybe 11.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please join us and shop our online apparel soon to be loaded with parts. Stay with us. Miss Outlaw Boutique. MS Outlaw Boutique. You've got to see what Robin and Layla have going on over there. On Friday, it is their first shop and sit, Bub, and all the clothes that are starting to arrive from the Las Vegas Magic Show, which is a huge clothing and apparel store, are going to be on sale at Miss Outlaw Boutique during food trucks.
Yeah, man, this Friday is going to be insane. Downtown Abacoa is going to be completely packed. It wasn't food trucks the second Friday, of this month, September, only because we did deal with Hurricane Irma on that exact weekend.
Yes.
So we didn't have food trucks in. So what downtown Abacoa did was they pushed it out to this Friday, tomorrow, which is the 29th. It's going to be insane. The streets will be packed. People hate waiting around for food trucks. And let me tell you, because that place, that is like the thing. Some people prefer that over five-star dining in Capitol Grill. I mean,
food trucks are a lot of fun.
Pretty legit, man. Every time we go, it's a pretty good time. And now with MOB, Miss Outlaw Boutique, she's doing a huge thing. She's got huge sales going on. She just got a complete shipment. I don't know if you've seen it yet. She was doing some sneak peeks yesterday.
Yes, I did.
On Instagram of all of her fall attire, which is really cool, man. So, because you're down in South Florida, you don't really feel much of that seasonal change, because it's so hot here all the time, all year round. She did get a full fall collection in, so all you girls want to get out there, get on your cute little booties and got these little, cloth sweater thingies and the knit stuff and the, all these freaking, I can't style it up, but listen. Go to her Instagram, check it out, and see all those pieces.
And it's very good. Miss Outlaw Boutique is located at 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. I know Robin's over there right now tagging all of the new clothes. Layla's been running around because there's some updates going on inside of the place. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Good stuff. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. We are very honored to be part of the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. It is the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. Last night they were at Bacchiami's.
Yep.
We'll be there next month. I spoke to Max today, and we will be releasing the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 2017 World's Only 600 Horsepower SEMA Stock Block Mustang to the press and to the fans at the November 18th Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach.
Right? Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it, man. It's that car's come a long way. We spoke with the guys over at Steeda again this morning.
Yep.
Again, Steeda stepped up to the plate, after seeing this huge success and what we've got going on so far. The major quality we've put into it with the Palm Beach plating, everything we've had done. And, not something that a lot of guys out there would do. A lot of guys out there, especially in the Mustang world, know Steeda Autosports and know them for their quality of product, but also for the coloring of what they have, right?
Yeah.
A lot of guys like to kind of go color crazy on their rides, right? So, there's some guys that like to have bright yellow Bilstein shocks.
Yes.
Some guys like to have bright blue sway bars. Some people like to just lift their car and there's colors everywhere. Like, RC cars, right?
Sure.
These are things. You got carbon brackets you can buy. Anodize this, anodize that, polish tune pipes on them, right? So all this cool stuff. So it looks really cool when you've got all those different things going on. But this one, because of the theming of the car, we did go with Pat at Palm Beach Plating. He did everything in a bingo red, he called it, right?
Beautifully
like that. So we reached out to the guys at Steeda again this morning because we are going to have this thing up on race ramps, showing the full undercarriage of this car, representing all of that crazy quality product that Steeda sent us in. They are hooking us up with some more billet aluminum brackets, some camber plates, some tow arms.
Yeah.
So it's really, really cool, man. They're going to get those shipped out to us. And we're really running out of time on that.
We are, but it's coming along good. You've got the wide body kit hanging over there in the bay next door. And Bud Monster Energy for the greatest in energy drinks in the world. We are very proud to be sponsored up with Monster Energy. The Monster Girls were just here on one of the Monster trucks. Scott sent them out. We got new swag, new stickers, and all new drinks to hand out to you guys at the events. Monster Energy is energy done.
Bubba style.
Bubba style. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk to you a little bit about another Jeep. We know that Bub builds a lot of these Jeeps for the players, the Miami Marlins and other players. But this Jeep came in yesterday, Bub, because it had metal shavings in the motor. This is a ripped supercharged Jeep. These originally came with 190 horsepower, 245 with the ripped supercharger. talk.
Yeah, man. So it's you know, these are really cool, man. Down here, especially South Florida, you know, everybody and anybody pretty much has Jeeps, man. You can find a Jeep in any driveway on any street in South Florida. It's just the way it is. But they are beautiful down here. I mean, take the tops off of them, especially with the way today's modern Jeeps are getting. They're getting so easy to just lift the doors off of the things, you know, quick connects on, even if you have power windows, power door locks, you know,
unsnap them,
controls, the heated mirrors, you can literally one quick connect and you pull the doors off, right? So you have a lot of South Florida Jeep Cruisers down here. This is yet another one of those Jeeps. This one's had quite a few mods done, new client to us, but it's had quite a few mods done. Client's gone pretty far in terms of the lift kit, the wheels and tires, and he hasn't cheaped this build at all. These are not cheap products on this Jeep, and what I mean by that is the highest end quality of everything, the wheels, the tires, the brake system on it, the suspension system, the interior. Have you seen the interior on this? It's absolutely stunning, man. So
I understand there's 5,000 stereo alone in this vehicle.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff done in this thing. You know, it's a really nice Jeep, and this, you know, we want to make sure that this one stays top quality, right? So this one, and part of that nice package he did, was upgrade the horsepower. This wasn't before the, or this was before the Pentastar motor, which is the newest one, the 3.6. This is a 3.8. It's kind of a little doo-doo on its power side, let's be honest.
190 horsepower?
No, not even. 130, 140, depending on automatic or manual. I think it was 130 auto, and then 145 was manual. So terrible. Absolute poor performance.
Really?
That's on a stock system. You go and start putting bigger, you know, different gear ratios in the front and rear, bigger wheels and tires on it, and it gets even worse, right? So you go through, the only company out there for these Mopars, the Jeeps, is RIP, R-I-P-P, RIP Superchargers. They offer direct fit kits for these things, everything from 07 to 11, then 12 onward, right? So you can buy these kits, you can bolt on virtually a 40% minimum guaranteed horsepower increase on what you have. So if you have 150, you're gonna be bumping up to that almost 300 range, 285, 290 range, depending on, again, auto or manual. The way your systems are set up, it's a perfect bolt-on for these things. They come with a tuner, they come with everything you need from a fuel delivery system, so it's out of the box, sticking on what we like to build with it. This one, the client just did his last oil change, and unfortunately he noticed there was a lot of metal down inside of his motor on both the drain plug and inside of the oil filter. Some clients are curious, some just go through and check. This one is actually also combined with a lot of valve train noise. There's a lot of tapping going on in the upper end of this motor. So we've gone through it, we've diagnosed the problem, we figured it out. This motor is actually running really weak on oil pressure, which is surprising for something that's 63,000 miles.
Yeah.
You know, so it's fairly new, it's not got a lot of mileage on the motor, but we want to go through and get all that addressed.
So Bob, what are you going to do then, for example, to take care of this problem? If you've got a lower end problem, which is your oil pump, and you've got an upper end problem, which is your valve train, how are you planning to conquer this problem?
Well, first things first is going to be, you know, we've diagnosed a problem. You know, typically when you have hydraulic valve train oil, you're on, you know, on something like this, this is a RIP supercharger kit. It's running 8 pounds of boost. A lot of people are going to immediately blame the fact that it's got a supercharger on, maybe it was over boosted or something. It wasn't. It's 8 pounds of boost. This motor can handle it fine. So cross that one off the list. This is nothing more than the fact that this thing was either not proper on oil levels, you know, causing valve train, premature valve train wear, which is a big case. We actually noticed that even after this thing had just a recent oil change done, it was delivered to us still a quart low, and that was from a fresh oil change, right? So maybe that's what's been going on over the history of the vehicle. Enough of those, you know, missing a quart oil changes, it's going to start at the upper end. In a fairly quick amount of time, too, especially when you are creating a little bit more friction once you do start adding more horsepower. So common things to look at, but we definitely found out that it is low on oil pressure. So we are going to go ahead, start at the lower end of the motor, pull the oil pan off, get the oil pump changed itself, get everything resealed and redone. We are going to immediately then flush the motor out because, again, you have a lot of those metal shavings. You want to flush all that out, you know, whether it be internal of any of the oiling circuits on the motor. You want to catch all of those components. Any small particle could in the future be, you know, another issue. So we want to handle all those. Then we'll go ahead and take the upper end of the motor apart, redo all the valve train. We're putting in all Mopar OEM parts. I'm not going to go aftermarket.
No, you don't.
Even if you go with like Tom Cams or any of the big names out there, I don't want to go with that. It's a stock Mopar, very low mileage. We want to keep this thing true to what it is, keep it all Mopar. So we're going to have everything sent in from our dealership just south of us, Rego. And we'll get this thing installed and get the client back out on the road cruising.
But what do you think the manufacturer was thinking? A Jeep that has a very cultish following, why would the manufacturer pull it in, put in such a just an underpowered engine? Why would they do that?
You know, there was a while there with Mopar where, you know, it's funny, you know, Greg, our bolster, and I, we were talking about it yesterday. There was a time where there was a 4.2 liter straight six, then it was downside, and that those
four
were
liter straight
tough.
Six?
I mean, they were scrap. You know, they're ready to go. And then they downsized that, you know, late 80s, early 90s, they went to a 4.0 liter straight six where it got a little more emissions control. And that was in everything from, you know, Wranglers, just the basic two-door Wranglers out there, to the Grand Cherokees.
Yeah.
I mean, these things went all the way across the board in Mopar's line. Super, super torque monsters, man. There's a lot of guys out there that love to crawl with those motors. But they all had their own little issues, you know. So they had those motors. They went from a 4.2 to a 4.0. Then they went from a 4.0 down to like a, maybe it was a 3.5 or a 3.7. They did a little something with one of those, like that mid-90s era that they had both in, like, it was in the Dodge Caravan, yeah, as well as going into some of these Wranglers, right? So then you had this motor that wasn't really built to be very heavy-duty off-road, and that's what guys do with Jeeps, is go aggressive on them. Then they designed this motor that's currently in it. So it's gone through quite a few renditions, but now we're at the Pentastar motor, which has just been bulletproof. Again, it's been the torque of that straight six that was from Jeeps first starting, when they first started, all the way up till the mid-80s. Now you have that in today's modern Jeeps, the Jeep JK series. You've got that in the V6 platform with just factory over that 200-plus horsepower mark. Pretty solid right out of the gate. I mean, these things are running 270 stock horsepower, which is what this has on it with the supercharger, right?
Yeah.
So you can literally take now today's Jeeps and add the RIP supercharger kit to it easily. It's really 350, 400 horsepower range. You have the power and the efficiency of a V8, but you're just saving a lot of money not having to put a V8 with it.
I know, Bub, you're out back there also painting the Monkey in Paradise Challenger.
Yeah. Man.
That thing looks really good, Bub. Oh, yeah. The quality of work on that car has just been exponential, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's been a big one. All the guys, we've all been talking about it here. Our paint and body foreman, who is Roger, he is, not many people out there know, but he is 20-year retiree from Arrigo Dodge. So
he knows
he's very well in depth with these cars, with Mopars in general, with any car, but with Mopar more particular, because he did run that facility, multi-million dollar facility he ran all year round, every day in and out. So he knows what he's looking at, and he knows the quality of work that needs to go into the car. A lot of guys would have just gone through and chopped pieces up and done this and that. This car, it's just like everything we like to do at BE, and we like to keep things as true to the roots as possible. Same thing I'm doing here. I'm rebuilding the motor, not just pulling it and replacing it with some Jasper remanufactured. Maybe it's already gone through some issues, blah, 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 whatever. We want to keep them as true to the roots as they can, because when things were designed, they were structurally built a certain way to handle certain things, and that's what we want to keep them close to.
The monkey car should have theoretically been totaled. I know Roger, with all of his years of experience, has said on numerous occasions, let's not do this.
No, for sure. He's been trying to pull out the whole time, but guess what, man? It's the, one thing I know is I can, even though I'm not like a pushy kind of guy, I definitely know my team's skill set. So I know when I push it off into his court, I guarantee it's going to get done right. I don't even have to second check it.
I mean, that car was folded up really bad. It looks phenomenal. You've done a great job on that.
Yeah, it looks really good. It's we just finished the third coat of paint. We got all factory Mopar paint for the car. It looks absolutely beautiful. Turned out insane. The entire quarter panel assembly is done. I mean, all the weather strips have been peeled back. Everything on this car, there's no blend lines, there's no tape lines, there's no harsh edges, nothing. Every piece was literally taken down like this thing's rolling through the assembly line, getting reshot again, and that's exactly how we do it here. It's done. I'm going to shoot some clear on it after we eat some lunch here in a few, and then that thing will be wrapped up and ready to start putting the weather strip, put the seals back on, and the door handle's on. The whole interior has to go in. Greg's already started stripping the seat down.
Yeah, I saw Greg's got it on the
side airbag that goes in the side bolster, so you have to replace the airbag assembly. All the sensors on that side of the car have to get replaced from, whenever they feel an impact, they immediately short out on the inside, much like your cell phone did.
Ladies and gentlemen, I do have the S7 phone. I was talking on it today, and I noticed things were getting a little bit hot on my ears. How about that? And look at the back of that. This is the S7. I understand clearly now, especially as much as we travel, I understand very clearly now why they say to turn these off on the airplane, Bob.
I don't understand why they say turn them off on the airplane.
That caught when the fire, listen, you can see it on my shirt.
I felt the phone catch fire on my ear. Fire, dude. Let's just be real. And the only reason, and I'll tell you straight up, I'll shoot honest, because Verizon sucks. They do.
Verizon does suck.
So we've been down for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks since Hurricane Irma, right?
No communication.
With zero 4G LTE. That's why we haven't been able to do our live streams. We're actually luckily connected to a Wi-Fi right now, so we can do a live stream, but we have no 4G LTE. I was actually trying to send pictures of the monkey car over to the guys this morning at Monkey in Paradise.
Can't get
in. They're not going in and out. I literally have to connect to the Xfinity, the Comcast Wi-Fi that they're doing for like all the customers in the area, because there's no cell service in our area right now. So I connected to it. It's taking me like 20 minutes to send one picture, but they are going. The guys are super happy about it. You weren't able to see it, so I just told them all to reach out to me.
Okay, very good.
So I sent them.
So ladies and gentlemen, if you do have the S7, be careful. I was a doubter about that story. It just literally happened to me.
It just blow up. Yeah, and there it is. Just a melted pile of crap.
And that stinks, man. God dang it.
Oh, yeah.
I just took it and threw it in the parking lot and just went back into work.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do at that point? Your phone call's over.
My whole world runs off that phone, by the way.
Yeah, everything runs off that. Yeah, hopefully they'll be able to recover. I don't know if they'll recover what's on there.
I was able to save the SIM card.
Yeah, but it depends if your phone, like sometimes, you know how when you get phones, sometimes, you know, some data gets saved to your SIM card, some gets saved to the phone. Like my contacts save to my phone, they don't save anywhere else. So if my phone goes, I lose everybody. So I don't save my, you're getting really sweaty right now.
I still have an S4 with all my contacts on it, or most of them.
Yeah, so we'll see how this turns out, man. Just another freaking screw up, but we'll get that handled and just keep cranking, man. So we've got everything running wide open throttle.
So typical for me. So typical.
So typical, dude. I mean, if it can happen, it happens right here. This guy. I think the only thing we're down to really now is, Steeda stepped up. They want to send in some more product for the car. We discussed that. Nitto Tires, they jumped on board. Huge
news coming out.
And we even got some stuff on that one. So we've got some product in here on display with this product showcase with it. So some huge stuff coming out of Nitto's side. With some regional things, some super cool programs we're going to get involved with them. But other than that, man, the only thing we're down to is the American Racing Wheels. And holy crap, dude, I hope these guys get them to me quick.
I do too.
Yeah.
By the way, the raccoon was with us last night, Bob.
No idea who the raccoon is.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you know who the raccoon is, you'll know what we're talking about.
I have no idea.
It's so bad, Bob.
No, I really have no idea.
It was so bad.
Oh, that raccoon.
That raccoon.
Oh, man.
He was with us last night.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
Why?
I canceled it, dude.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you have any of that?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
I'm talking about Keebler Elf fudge sticks.
Listen, man.
Black raspberry ice cream. So much for my abs, and they're cut really nice.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
No. So I got to get back to work, baby.
What happened?
I got to go eat. I got to get back out there and clear. You've only got so much working time before paint and clear.
Absolutely.
So I got to get rolling.
Until tomorrow, Bob.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
And so that show has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Join us for all the great stuff out there and our social media to keep up with all the neat things that we've got going on here. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. Join Robin and Layla now through Friday night, 6 to 8. On Friday night, during food trucks, the Outlaw is bringing forth all of the new accessories and apparel. It's really good stuff, ladies. You've got to check this stuff out, and you got to get involved with it. Brother Mike, I know you're out there watching. Like I told you today, head up, shoulders back, one foot in front of the other, man. Life's good, brother. We love you, and you need to know that. Monster Energy. Monster Energy is energy done, Bubba style. Perhaps we'll give them one of the new hydros. This Jeep would run like nobody's business on a hydro in the tank. How about that? Monster is energy done, Bubba style. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event, where you will see on November 18th, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics SEMA Mustang released coming back from SEMA. Ladies and gentlemen, please reach out to touch somebody's life in a positive manner today. If somebody's hands are full, open the door for them. If it's an elderly person, help them with their wheelchair. Help them get in their car. Help them get through the door. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, please buy them a pair of shoes. Pay less is cheap. And if they're hungry, 7-Eleven, Shell, Chevron, doesn't matter, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, $5 is a lot to spare. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on doing it. Bubba style.